Bhutan Chimidandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadandikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yasmare Pundari Kaksham Sabhaya Kantarasuncha Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. I am very grateful to be here in Sri Sri Radha Gopi Bhagavata's temple in Boston for this very auspicious event. So many friends, publishers, saints assembled. Today, a family that is so especially dear to my heart has come to seek blessings. Jay Piram, Swati, and Ananda, and Ananda's sister Nandini, who's in Bombay, and dear Lalita Saki, Ajay's mother, and all the other relatives in this family, accepted me as their own family, and I have accepted them as my family. Something very rare and special. Although they have been blessed with incredible success in their endeavors in life, they hold as the most precious thing the great spiritual, moral, culture and values of India. And they, over the years, have had many events, very prominent events with prominent people, always seeking to make the foundational basis of it a way of inspiring and educating people to understand the infinite blessing of the culture of the Vedas, the culture of Krishna. It is often the tendency that one is struggling for something great and become distracted from what's really meaningful, the spiritual basis of life. And it's even more common when people are successful, they become arrogant, and spirituality just is a formality, if it exists at all. But this beautiful family, in everything they do, they try to bring such deep spiritual meaning to it and to the world. Anand, while he was a student, he was always trying to lead in various ways to give people both in India, because in India the students are so much chasing after Western ways. Feel the great legacy of Vaishnav culture is irrelevant. But Anand has very much fought in his own gentle, sweet, and creative ways to impress upon people's hearts how important it is for India and for the world. And when he came to the West, while he was studying, I think, was it NYU at the beginning? And Harvard and other places, it was always so much a part of his life to give people of the West the understanding of the glory of India's spiritual. So much so that this year, while he was in his final year of Harvard Master's of Business Education, he brought 50 of his classmates to Bombay, 50 MBA students, to meet some of the most value-based and excellently performing industrialists, business people, finance people, philanthropists, politicians. Gave them beautiful perspective of Indian villages. And he also brought them all for one day to Radha Gopinath Temple to try to get a deep impression of the spiritual wisdom and culture behind it all. And it was a very great honor because of all the hundreds of thousands of temples and ashrams in India, he brought them to our little temple. It was very beautiful. And Ajay and Swati, when the Young Presidents Association came to India, the top presidents of massive international organizations, they all came to India. And Swati and Ajay arranged that they spend a day around the Gopinath temple. In fact, every day they had me giving lectures to them. Because they wanted people to understand what is this spiritual basis. And it's very important for people to understand the great wealth of India's gifts to the world. Recently, one very, very big financial person in America, Mike Milken, he invited me to speak to about 50 of his very close associates. And he gave an introduction where he was explaining how important India is to America and to the world. Perhaps more important than any ally of America is India. He said, in America, you'll see that all of your children and grandchildren are going to be educated by teachers born in India. Many of your children and grandchildren are going to be educated. They're going to be working for one out of six CEOs in Silicon Valley is from India. And he told everybody himself how he meditates every day, which he learned from India. And how India has the power to affect the world in such a positive way. And of course, we know our own Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, what he did to broadcast the great heritage of love of God and compassion for all living beings with the basis of all religions and the very essence of Vaishnava culture. He brought it to the West, 70 years old, left on a cargo ship. That cargo ship, 38 days, he had two heart attacks, seasickness, at 40 rupees when he arrived. And his first stop was Boston. It's very symbolic. Jaladutta came to Boston. And Prabhupada wrote beautiful prayers which really expressed the very basis of his mission in his heart. Praying to Krishna, please bless me. I have no power on my own. If you give me the power to speak and give them the power to understand, then your message can save their lives. Here in Boston, Massachusetts in 1965, on board that cargo ship, Prabhupada prayed that the whole world is so much suffering and lost due to being captured by the modes of passion and ignorance. People are so arrogant and so greedy and so lusty and so much fighting. So much selfishness. I was recently at Princeton University and Dr. Cornell West, I was giving a lecture alongside with him to about 800 students. And he said, he's one of the most powerful academic scholars of America. He said, America was a spiritual wasteland, which has been devastated by weapons of mass destruction. People are so distracted. Srila Prabhupada saw that. How is this little 70-year-old Bengali man coming from the village of Vrindavan, how is he going to affect America? He was praying to Krishna for blessings. Make me a puppet. Make me dance as you want me to dance. Give me the power to reach their hearts. And that's really the foundational culture of our spiritual lives. To seek blessings, to open our hearts to receive them, and to be willing to make sacrifices to live in harmony with those blessings. Anyone can say, I have done great things, but a great person is grateful and understands that God can do great things, even through me. To recognize that we are an instrument of mercy is infinitely greater than trying to do things ourselves. Because Krishna tells us in the Gita, I am the strength of the strong, I am the intelligence of the intelligent, I am the ability of man. Krishna gives us everything. To be grateful and acknowledge the grace of God in every situation is a true and beautiful life. And it's an honest life. Anand and his mother and father, Swati and Ajay, at every step they're always seeking grace and seeking blessings. And this is one of the greatest examples that the world needs. Third chapter of Gita, Krishna tells, Yagyadacharati srestastatta evitarojana sayat pramanam kurute mokastaranu vartate. What great people do, what leaders of society do, the common men, the common people, are very much affected by that. What prominent leaders do by their example is what will set the stage for the world. And in today's world, where we see among the leaders of society so much corruption, so much greed, so much arrogance, so much selfishness, what a breath of transcendental fresh air it is to see leaders of society like this, whose ultimate ambition is to humbly serve, rather than to be the controller, the proprietor, and the enjoyer, to be the servant of the servant of the servant, as instruments of God's grace. Anand, in order to come here and graduate from Harvard University, getting his master's degree, he struggled a lot, many challenges, coming from so many different directions. But always, and I've been watching over the years, always with a completely positive attitude, no matter what happens. Grateful, optimistic, and positive, because he knows the grace of God is always. And with his parents at every stage seeking blessings. And now that he has graduated from perhaps the greatest college on the planet, Harvard University, getting a master's degree, master in Sanskrit is Prabhu. Instead of, I have done it, he's simply coming to the temple, praying to God, praying to the Vaishnavas, the sadhus, everyone, please give me blessings. That what God has given me I can use for God's purpose in this world. And this is very, very beautiful. And I am so deeply proud of you. I have no words to express. Your faith in Krishna, in the great culture of Krishna, Vedas, your eagerness and your enthusiasm to share it with others, and your humility to always be seeking blessings and give credit to that grace is a great, great offering and a contribution to the world we live. Your mother and houses, probably celebrating and having parties. They're coming to the temple to perform a yajna.
With success and auspiciousness. So if the mother and the father can come with me, we'll offer first the puja, then we'll begin.
Does anyone know how to use this camera? So that we're good camera people.
Thank you.
Vishnu, now which in Vishnu Shuktam, and we'll also offer prayers to the three wives of Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi, Bhumi, and Nila. In offering prayers to Lakshmi, we're asking for your son to have good fortune in his endeavors. For Mother Bhumi, Mother Earth, we ask that she support and give abundance in his endeavors. And Mother Nila, Devi, that she always gives auspiciousness to whatever he intends to. We will also offer 10 oblations to Vishvakshena. Vishvakshena is the commander-in-chief of Lord Narayan's army. And he is kind of like to make sure that no inimical forces get in the way of the followers of Vishnu. Okay. I will chant Narayan Upanishad and ask for the Supreme Personality of God to preside with us in the fire as I light it. Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karabhavahai Tejasvi Navadittamashtu Mahavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Atapurushau Havai Narayana Kamayata Rajasri Jayate Narayana Prana Jayate Manasaravindriyani cha Kambayur Jyotirapattive Vishvasya Dharini Narayanad Brahma Jayate Narayanad Rudra Jayate Narayanad Indra Jayate Narayanad Varasharitya Rudravasavasaravani Chandagamsi Narayanad Evasamutpapyante Narayanad Pravaratante Narayane Pradiyante Yevam Veda Ityupanishate Omata Nityau Narayana Brahman Narayana Shivascha Narayana Shatrascha Narayana Kalascha Narayana Dishascha Narayana Vidishascha Narayana Urdhascha Narayana Adhascha Narayana Antarabhascha Narayana Narayana eve bhagam saravam yad bhuta yaccha bhavyam nishkalanko niranjano nirvikalpo nirakyata shuddho deva eko narayana nadvitiyo sti kaschite Savishnareva bhavati, Savishnareva bhavati, ya evam veda, hityupanishate, om nityagre vyaharet, nama iti paschat, narayana yeti purishat, om nitya kaksharam, nama iti dvai aksharam, narayana yeti panchaksharani, etadvai narayana sistaksharam param, Yohavainarayana sistaksharam paramadhyeti Anapabhruvasarvamayureti Vindate prajapattikam nayaspavshaigo pattim Tatumritattvamashnute tatumritattvamashnutaiti Devam veda itti parishate Om pratyanandam brahmapurusham pranavasvarupam Akhara ukharam vakhara iti Thanekti thasameta omiti Yamukta murchate yogi Janma samsara bhandhanat Om namo narayana yeti mantra bhasaka Vaikuntam bhuvanam hamishyati Taridam pundarikam vijnanaghanam Tasma taritabha matram Brahmanyo devaki putkaho Brahmanyo madhusudhana Brahmanya pundarikaksho Brahmanya vishnurachirteti Sarva bhutastamekam narayanam Karanarupam akharam param brahmam Rataradhyanau ratkitam papam nashayati Shayamadhyanau divasakitam papam nashayati Madhyahmadidabhavityabhimukodhinanu Anshamahapathakopapathakat pramuchyate Sarvavedapparayanapunyam labhate Narayanatsayujyamabhavnoti Narayanatsayujyamabhavnoti Yevam veda ityupanishate Om sahana bhavatu sahana bhunaktu Savityam karavavahai Tejasvinavadittamashyamavidvishavahai Om shanti 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 I will offer puja to the fire and we will begin to Om Agnimile Kurauhittam Yagyasya Devam Prithvijam Hotaram Ritnathatam Om Hari Om Ishet Purjaitva Vayavasta Vayavasta Devavasuta Prarthayato Shrestatamaya Karamare Hari Om Om Adanaya Ayadi Boy Toya Toya Nihota Yadha Toya Hare Om Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Vishnurnukam Vidyani Pravachaya Partivani Vimamehrajagam Siyo Askabhaya Vipparagam Shadhastam Vijakramamas Vedhaurugayo Vishnu Radaktamasi Vishnu Vistamasi Vishnu Snyapresto Vishnu Sirasi Vishnu Dhruvamasi Vaishnavamasi Vishnu Vedva Swahairam Vishnu Vedam Namama Om tadasya priyamabhipata asyam naro yatradhevaya bhogaranti guru pramasya saipanduritta vishna pade parame makva utsaha swaha hairam vishna reyam namama. Om Pratak Vishnu Stavate Viryaya Mrigorna Bhimat Kucharab Girishta Yasya Rishud Trishud Ukramaneshu Adhikshiyanti Bhubanani Vishva Swaha Hayram Vishnu Vedam Namaha Om Paramahatraya Tanuva Vridhana Nate Mahitkamam Vashnavanti Ubhete Vidmarajasi Pratibhya Vishnu Dhevatam Paramasya Vitse Swaha Hairam Vishnu Vedam Namama Om Vichatrame Pratibhin Hesha Vedam Kshetraya Vishnu Manushe Dhashasyanne Vivasa Asya Kira Yojanasa Urukshitigam Sujani Machakara Swaha Hairam Vishnu Vedam Namama Om Trir Deva Pratibhin Hesha Vedam Kshetraya Vishnu Manushe Dhashasyanne Vivasa Asya Kira Yojanasa Urukshitigam Sujani Machakara Swaha Iram Vishnareiram Namama Om Trir Deva Kativin Hesha Edam Vichakrame Shatarachasam Mahitva Ravishnarasti Tavasaste Vihyanne Tveshagam Kesya Stavirasya Nama Ato Deva Pavanta Nau Yato Vishnu Vichakrame Vitivya Saptidhama Vihi Iram Vishnu Vichakrame Tredhani Dadhe Param Samodhamasya Padam Sure Swaha Iram Vishnareiram Namama Om Trini Padavi Chakrame Vishnu Dhopa Padhabhya Ato Dharamani Dharayanne Vishnu Karamani Pashyatayato Vratani Paspashe Indrasa Yujjasaka Swaha Hayram Vishnu Vedam Namana Om Tara Vishnu Paramam Paragam Sadha Pashyanti Saudaya Divi Vachakshiratavam Tarvi Prasho Vikanyavau Jagravagam Sastamin Bhati Vishnu Yat Paramam Param Swaha Hayram Vishnu Vedam Namana Om Bhuva Swaha Hayram Vishnu Vedam Namana Om Swaha Hayram Achyutaya Hayram Namana Om Swaha Hayram Narayanaya Hayram Namana Om Guru Guru Swaha Hayram Anantaya Hayram Namana Shri Suktam Om Hiranyavaranam Harinim Suvarnarajatasvajam Chandram Hiranmahim Lakshmi Jatavedam Avaha Swaha Hayram Lakshmi Hayram Namana Om Tam Mahavaha Jata Veda Lakshmi Maraha Dhamanim Yasyam Hiranyam Bindeyam Dhamashvam Purushanam Swahayam Lakshmayam Namama Opashva Puruvam Pratavadyam Astinada Prabhodhim Shayam Devim Upapvaye Shrim Adhevi Jusatam Swahayam Lakshmayam Namama Om Kam Sushmitam Hiranya Prakara Madram Jalam Tim Tiptam Tarpayam Tim Vanneshtitam Parmaharam Pamriho Papa Yishriyam Swaha Hayram Lakshmayam Namaha Om Chandram Prabhasa Yashashadvalam Tim Shriyam Loke Deva Jistam Udhara Tam Padmane Mimsharam Hum Prabhadye Lakshmir Me Nashyatam Tvam Vrine Swaha Hayram Lakshmayam Namama Om Aditya Varne Tapasodhi Jato Vanaspati Stava Vikshutta Bhilava Tasya Palani Tapasani Tantum Mahyan Dharra Yasya Barakya Palakshmi Swaha Hayram Lakshmayam Namama Om Upaiti Mam Veda Sakat Kirtishya Mani Vasaha Adhubhuto Shmiraz Tesmin Kirtim Hritim Dedhatu Me Swaha Hiram Lakshmayam Namama Om Shukti Pashamalam Jishnam Alakshmir Nashayam Yam Abhutim Masam Vidhim Chasaram Nirmim Vrihatte Swaha Hiram Lakshmayam Namama Om Kandadvaram Dhuradharsham Nidya Pushkam Karishinim Ishvarigam Sarvabhutanam Vamiva Papayeshayam Swahanakshnayam Namama Om Manasakamama Kutim Pacha Satyamashinati Vashunagam Rupamanasya Marishreshayatam Nisha Swahanakshnayam Namama Om Kardamena Praja Bhutam Sambhavakarthama Shriyam Pasayame Kule Mataram Padmamalim Swaha Hiram Lakshmairam Namanam Om Apasrajantu Snigdhani Chikli Tavasame Grihe Nitya Devim Matadattam Shriyam Pasayame Kule Swaha Hiram Lakshmairam Namanam Om Adram Yakarinim Yashtim Indalam Padmamalim Chandram Hiramayim Lakshmim Jatavega Om Abha Swaha Hiram Lakshmairam Namanam Om Adram Pushkarinim Pushim Suvaranam Hemamalim Suryam Hiramayim Lakshmim Jatavega Om Abha Swaha Hiram Lakshmairam Namanam Om Tam Mahavajata Veda Lakshmi Manavakamim Yasnam Hiranyam Prabhutam Gavo Hasya Swanne Vindeyam Purishanam Swaha Iram Lakshmairam Namama Om Mahadevya Cha Vimahe Vishnu Patne Cha Dhimahe Tanno Lakshmi Prachodhayate Swaha Iram Lakshmairam Namama Om Guru Swaha Iram Lakshmairam Namama Om Guru Swaha Iram Chitayiram Namama Om Swaha Iram Narayanayiram Namama Om Guru Guru Swaha Iram Antayiram Namama Shri Bhushuktam Om Bhumir Bhumnad Gaurvarinantariksham Mahitva Upastete Devyatite Nimagnat Yayadhade Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Ayam Gauf Krishnirakrami Dasanam Mataram Puna Pitaram Chakrayam Stuva Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Priyam Shaddham Virajati Vakpatam Gaya Shushri Pratyasya Vahadhyuri Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Asya Pranara Anakyantaschara Tirochana Vyapyan Mahisha Sivaha Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Yatva Krudha Parovapa Manina Yaravapya Sikalpana Pretattava Punastva Dipiyamasi Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Yatte Manipara Tasya Pitivin Marudhakvashe Aritya Vishvaita Deva Vasavascha Samabhananya Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Medhini Devi Vasundharasya Vasudha Devi Vasudhi Brahma Vachasat Pitrinagam Sratram Chakshurmanaha Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Devi Hiranya Gharbhini Devi Prasurdhari Sadhane Satyayane Siddha Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Samudhravati Savitri Hanau Devi Mahyamye Mahodharani Mahodhyatishkade Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Shringe Shringe Yagye Yagye Vibhishani Indra Patni Vyapini Surasari Vihar Vayumati Jalashayani Shriyam Bharaja Satyanto Parimedhini Shwo Paridattangaya Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Vishnu Patni Mahim Devi Madhavi Madhava Priyam Lakshmi Priyasakim Devi Namam Yachita Vallabham Swaha Aram Bhumyayam Namana Om Dhanurdharayai Vidmahe Sarvasidhyai Chathimahe Tanya Dhara Prachodhayate Swaha Iram Bhumyayam Namana Om Bhur Swaha Iram Vishnavayam Namana Om Bhuva Swaha Iram Chitayayam Namana Om Swaha Iram Narayayam Namana Om Bhuva Swaha Iram Anantayayam Namana Neelashuktam to the third wife of Lord Vishnu. Om Neelam Devegam Sharanam Aham Prabhadye Sitara Sitara Se Namaha Pranahe Ritavate Savitaradhipatyai Payasvati Rantirashana Astu Ruvadisham Vishnupatya Gaura Sieshana Sahasoya Manota Brihaspati Matarishwata Vayasan Yubana Vata Abhinagrantu Nishtam Bhadiva Dharunat Pratibhya Asyeshana Jagato Vishnupatnim Om Mahadevyai Cha Vidmahe Vishnupatnyai Cha Dhimahi Tanno Nila Prachodhayate Swaharam Nila Yeram Namama Om Bhur Swaharam Vishnave Yam Namama Om Bhuva Swaharam Uchita Yeram Namama Om Swaharam Narayana Yeram Namama Om Bhuva Swaharam Anantha Yeram Namama We will now offer 10 oblations to Vishvakshena, the commander-in-chief of Vishnu's army. Ask for him to lead the way in the activities of the ceremony and to make sure people are inimical to Vaishnavas and Vishnu don't get in his way. 10 times. Om Vishvakshenaya Swaha Harim Vishvakshenaya Eram Nama Om Vishvakshenaya Swaha Harim Vishvakshenaya Eram Nama Om Vishvakshenaya Swaha Harim Vishvakshenaya Eram Nama Om Vishvakshinaya Swaha Harim Vishvakshinaya 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 Eram Nama Your name is Ajay. Okay. You do not offer oblations, just This signifies that you are offering on behalf of your son so that the goodness, the blessings go to him and his endeavors. Okay? As I say, Swaha, those you put in. Om Ajay Putra Swaha, Om Ajay Putra Iram Namam. Om Ajay Putra Swaha, Om Ajay Putra Iram Namam. Om Ajay Putra Swaha, Om Ajay Putra Iram Namam. Om Ajay Putra Swaha Harim Ajay Putra Iram Namam Om Ajay Putra Swaha Harim Ajay Putra Iram Namam Om Ajay Putra Swaha Harim Ajay Putra Iram Namam Om Ajay Putra Swaha Harim Ajay Putra Iram Namam Om Ajay Putra Swaha Harim Ajay Putra Iram Namam Om Bhur Swaha Harim Vishnave Iram Namam Om Bhur Swaha Harim Achitaya Iram Namam Om Swaha Harim Narayana Iram Namam Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Harim Ananta Yairam Namama
Can you all stand up and take a little bit in your hand?
When the most senior person in the room stands, everybody stands. Not referring to me, of course. Purnahuti, final oblation. If you have any particular wishes you'd like to make, that was a time to make it in your mind.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purname Bhavashishate Swahairam Vishnuairam Namama Om Dhyav Shanti Antariksham Shanti Pratiri Shanti Upha Shanti Vayu Shanti Teja Shanti Shraya Shanti Lukha Shanti Brahmana Shanti Vaishnava Shanti Shanti Rastu Dhriti Rastu Om Shanti 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 Om Pangahinam Priyahinam Vidhihinam Chayat Bhavati Asti Tatsarva Astikyam Krishna Kashna Prasadatah Yarkinchit Vaikuram Chadam Tadhusha Prasamanasah Shri Krishna Smaranam Karomi Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Absolute truth of Krishna as a chintya shakti is unlimited. We can understand the Lord from many, many different perspectives. So I will give a particular perspective of a fire lover. The Lord appears within this creation to help those in this human form of life, especially to fulfill the very purpose of creation. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanya bhavati bharata apitana dharmasya tadakranam srajanya haritranaya sadhanam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapa naradharam. The Lord descends into this world again and again and again to reestablish the principles of religion, to annihilate the wicked and the evil, both within and without all of us, and ultimately to attract the hearts of those who have forgotten Him, and to give pleasure to His devotees. Janma karma chane divyam evam yoveti tattvata tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti sojtu. And one who understands the transcendental nature of the appearance and activities of the Lord never has to take birth in this world again, but attains the supreme destination, the highest liberation. So the Lord has incarnated in many avatars. But the Lord is always accessible and available to those who turn to Him. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesya judhishthiti. The Lord is situated in the heart of every living being. Through our prayers, we can connect with God. Nama chintamani krishnas chaitanya rasa vigraha. The Lord has appeared within His name, the most accessible, powerful, and simple form of connecting with God, and the grace and the power of God is through the name of God, Satnam, pure holy name. And anyone, anywhere, no hard and fast rules, we can connect with God and connect with the blessings and the grace of God by sincerely calling out the name of God. And the Lord has appeared in the form of the Murti, the deity, to help us to remember Him, to help us to feel a personal experience of serving the Lord. We can dress the Lord. We can feed the Lord. We can bathe the Lord. We can dance before the Lord. We can pray to the Lord. And if anyone says, how can the unlimited absolute God be in a piece of stone? The obvious reply to that is, if the Lord is absolute and unlimited, why can't you not appear His throne? And He does. He says He does when He's offered with love and devotion. The full, all-pervading, complete Lord of Vaikuntha Goloka can fully appear within the deity, within the name, just to show mercy and love to us, to make Himself accessible to us. This is a great science, based on a very deep philosophy. In the Brahma Gayatri Mantra, we offer our prayers and meditation on the Lord, who is the Lord within the heart of the sun, Surya Narayan. And this is especially relative and relevant to us at every moment, because nothing survives within His creation without the sun. Water is due to the evaporation of the sun. Heat, light, food. Nothing could exist within this world. No life could be sustained for even a moment without the blessings of the sun. And yet, the sun remains right where it is, the right distance from the earth, and shines for billions and billions and billions of years. Yes? The sun gives light, heat, nourishment, everything. And the power of the light of the sun is so great. All electricity is simply indirect sunlight. Yes, the sun shines into a tree, it becomes wood. That power of the sun is within the wood. It goes underground, becomes coal. Light the coal, and the power of the sun is still there to make fire. Millions and millions and millions of years later, that coal becomes oil. Light the oil. Even millions of years underground, the power of the sun's energy is still there to give heat and light. And when we do the fire yajna, we understand that when the proper attitude of devotion and the proper mantras are chanted, then Vishnu, who is, Krishna says in Gita, I am the light of the sun. Fire is the energy of the sun, wherever it may be. But He's appearing in such a special way as fire. Vishnu Himself is coming in this form just to receive our love and devotion and reciprocate. When we offer the oblations of ghee and seeds, when we offer our prayers, we understand that Vishnu, the Supreme Absolute Truth, is receiving our love, receiving our worship, and reciprocating by bestowing light and blessings in the form of that fire. It's not just a ritual. If we just approach it as a ritual, it's just a ritual. Krishna tells us in Gita, Jayatamam Chopacham, Jayatamas the Taiva Pajanyam. As you approach me, I will reciprocate accordingly. If we approach the deity as wood or stone, then he'll appear to us as wood and stone. But if we approach the deity as the Supreme Lord of all creation and the most intimate Lord of my heart and my life, the Lord will reciprocate and reveal Himself accordingly. If we approach the holy fire, it's just a ritual. What's all this stuff going on? It's mantras, throwing stuff in fire. And you don't get too much more than that. But with a scientific, philosophical understanding, and with faith in the divinity and the unlimited potency of the Lord and the wisdom of the great sages throughout history, that God is there in that fire to give us light, to give us blessings, to give us hope, and to receive our love. And that's exactly what happens when we approach the Lord. The source of all light, the source of all hope. Krishna says this material existence conducted by these three modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance is very, very difficult to overcome. The one who takes shelter of me can easily cross beyond it. Whoever we are, material world means obstacles and complexities. It's not that if you become spiritual, everything becomes so nice in this world. The niceness is the way you perceive the world. But the world is the world. Padam padam yatvipadam natesham. Krishna tells this is the case on the physical platform and on the mental platform. This is the case for everyone, always. Whether you're a saint or whether you're an insect, there's danger at every step. And dukkha-alaya-na-shashvatam, it's a place where there are so many sufferings. Adi-atmaka, adi-bhautaka, adi-daivaka. Misery is caused by one's own body and mind. Could be disease. Could be anguish and anxiety, depression. Adi bhautaka, misery is caused by other people, maybe humans assaulting us, spreading propaganda against us. Could be people who are trying to destroy us. Could be insects biting us. Or adi daivaka, misery is caused by natural disturbances, tornadoes, ripping through Oklahoma and Missouri, even as we're speaking. Tsunamis and earthquakes devastated Japan. This is Adi Baltica. Misery is caused by natural disturbances. They can come on anybody at any time. This is the nature of this world. That these obstacles have actually aids to help a person come closer to God if we just learn to see it that way. The good times and the hard times. Krishna tells me here that if the solution to the world is not simply trying to manipulate it and make it an ideal place, we have to try to do that. That's our duty as long as we're here. But no matter how much we try, it never works beyond a certain point. Because there has been people trying since the beginning of creation. But Krishna tells, one can rise above all of this and make real solution when we take shelter. Because taking shelter means we take shelter of Krishna, and Krishna reveals to us our eternal nature beyond birth and beyond death and beyond all of these limiting factors. And the Lord makes taking shelter so simple. Comes in fire, comes in the Lord, comes in the form of the saints, comes in the forms of real well-wishers and Vaishnavas, comes in the form of the holy name, and it's in our heart, just waiting for us to take shelter. So yes, there will be obstacles, there will be challenges, but if we humble ourselves with gratitude and the positive attitude that Krishna is waiting for you always, turn to Krishna, take shelter of Krishna in whatever may happen. Thank God and be grateful when there's prosperity. Thank God and be grateful when there's crisis. That is what it means to take shelter. And Krishna will always be there for us to help us to overcome all obstacles with integrity, with dignity, and with happiness. And may this child, that beautiful verse, let all beings be happy. This is oftentimes chanted at auspicious ceremonies. That is the Sanskrit.
Lokas namasta sukhino bhavantu.
Let all beings be happy. This is the consciousness of a devotee. We want not just me to be happy, not just my family to be happy, not just my countrymen to be happy, not just my species to be happy, not just all living beings on my planet to be happy, not just all beings on my universe to be happy, not just all beings within this cosmic manifestation to be happy, but all beings. Let all beings be happy. This sentiment, this consciousness, attracts God's mercy to us in a very special and intimate way, when we really care about all God's children. Krishna says, I am the seed given father and mother of everyone. And when we recognize that, the more we love all living beings, the more the Lord is pleased with us. And the more we care about serving others, the less our own personal problems really disturb us. When we're infatuated with just ourselves, then anything disturbs us. Even when there's not any problems, there's problems. But when we extend ourselves to please the Lord by pleasing others, by helping other souls to come closer to Krishna, and life becomes blissful in any situation. So these beautiful ceremonies like this fire sacrifice we've had today is something very traditional. It's been done since time immemorial. So the blessings of all those great souls who've ever done it are there when we approach this young man. Krishna appears. He's accepting our offering, he's accepting our intentions, and he's there to help us overcome all obstacles in the form of fire, in the form of the deity, in the form of the Lord within our heart, and in the form of the names we're chanting. Give us courage. Because, you know, to live with integrity in this world takes courage. Because sometimes it appears we can do so much more and get so much more if we cheat, if we're selfish, if we're cruel. And so many people do that. To live with integrity takes faith, takes courage, that if God is pleased, then everything is auspicious. The greatest power comes to be made God is pleased. Power of grace. So this is a little purport on fire yet. I'm sure Pyari Mohan Prabhu can speak.
I'm not so sure.
That's beautiful. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Gurudev, he arranged for these wonderful temples to just to give people a chance to find the beauty and the sweetness of the shelter of God in their daily lives. Yes, people go to Vrindavan, people go to Ayodhya, and to Dwarka, and to Puri, holy places of pilgrimage. Why a temple?
In Boston, Massachusetts, on Commonwealth Avenue.
Because it's not a matter of going away from our jobs or our professions or our families to get the shelter of the Lord. We can do it right in our own homes, performing our own occupations, if we just do it with devotion and dignity. And these temples are places to get spiritually enlightened, educated, and surcharged so that we can actually practically apply the teachings of Gita to our daily life, even in the big, big cities you live in. Because wherever there is Krishna in Arjuna, wherever we're actually following the teachings of Gita, Krishna and Arjuna are there. And there is certain to be victory and morality and great auspiciousness. Thank you very much. And I'm so happy that you all came today. This many people come to be out here?
Wednesday, we have program.
Yeah. And today's Wednesday. See how the Lord orchestrated everything so perfectly. I hope we serve the purpose of your program as well as our purpose of the other.
Oh, it's worked out very well.
I'm so grateful to all of you and to Pierre and Mohan for making this beautiful arrangement. Temple president, please.
Well, Darwin is the temple president.
For so kindly opening the doors to your heart and temple for us. As I live in Bombay, I'm not so up to date with everything.
I would like to say something now.
Please, please.
And just about when you were speaking about, you know, Krishna's fire.
How Krishna is in the fire, how Krishna is in his holy name, how Krishna is in the form of the deity. I'd just like to say that 40 years ago, this month, Srila Prabhupada personally installed Radha Gopi Balava. July. I thought it was this month. Okay. Very close. Anyway, 40 years ago it was. That Prabhupada had installed Radha Gopi Balava. So, and these, I don't know how many deities in ISKCON Prabhupada personally installed. And you say three?
It's LA, Boston, New York.
No, what about in, I don't know if it was, I think it may have been others. Anyway, maybe he was there in others, but maybe he didn't actually do the whole ceremony himself. Because I think in, Chicago, you may have been there too, for Kishore Kishore, but I'm not positive, I think so. Anyway, it's very, very, these deities are very, very special, Radha Gopi Balava, and you can certainly experience Krishna in his holy name and also from the darshan of Radha Gopi Balava. And I'd also like to thank Radhanath Swami for coming here and speaking, and I understand you may be coming back sometime.
I'm coming back sometime June.
Next month, maybe. So we look forward to that also. And as you also mentioned, Krishna comes also in the form of his devotees. So when the devotee is there, I remember once there was a place called Kripalu, and they invited the devotees to go, and I went, and Ranjana Swami and a bunch of devotees went, and we had kirtan. At that time, they didn't have any of the regular programs. They just had 1 week for their people who lived there. And the leader of that society said they wanted to invite Krishna to their festival, and they knew by inviting the devotees, then Krishna would come. So I thought that was very nice. So we also can see the distribution of Krishna in the form of the devotees. The devotees distribute Krishna, they give you Krishna. It says sometimes that the devotee is more kind than Krishna, because Krishna will give you what different material things that you might want, but the devotee will only give you Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.